Welcome back to another episode of Ringside with Jim, joined once again by our boy, MC Burberry. What's up, dude?
How you doing, dude? It's your boy, Burbs, back for the Ringside with Jim, my favorite fucking part of Ringside with Jim.
That is. We are back to watch more crazy wrestling. This time, today, we'll be watching Unabuzu taking on Uchuchu from Kaiju Big Battle. This is the watch as two of Kaiju's greatest fighters square off inside the danger cage.
Ooh. Sorry, I was just trying to do back in effects.
To the danger,
danger cage.
Yeah, we're going to take you right into the danger cage on today's Ringside with Jim. As always, we suggest you watch along with us. The link is in the description. Get yourself set up, get past any commercials and bullshit, and get yourself to 0 seconds. We'll do a little countdown, and we will all watch together. So, 3, 2, 1, play. Alright. Kaiju,
big battle!
I love that they spelled battle wrong intentionally. Here we go.
Ooh, another extravagant entrance there.
Oh, this is Unabuzu. He is a radioactive sea urchin-style creature.
Oh, we're greeted by them cardboard buildings yet again. We've got a fake city, but these are well put better to, put together better. Look at them. They got windows and everything properly. Oh,
a radioactive sea urchin-style creature.
He looks like a fruit, but you know, from like that last episode, I'm no good with me fruits. I can't even remember what the fuck it was called now, thinking about it. What was it called again?
Plantain.
Plantain, that's it, yeah. Well, that looks like a fruit, and I've seen one before with little spikes.
Unabuzu, once is the geek boy, snort when laugh, and no friend or lady in school. Lucky for dork, atomic urchin biting the grow strong.
Oh, and who do we have coming through the door? We have someone who looks like he's from Power Rangers.
Yeah, we have Uchuchu. He's an intergalactic pest. He's 169 meters tall.
He towers over them buildings. Yeah. He looks like a giant.
Has no one been scared since Space Invader Game More? Uchuchu has landed. Most famous of pets from Infectious Exertoid.
And
space
butt Hitler
brings
slash
hatred for all happiness.
Hitler slash Bischoff is ref in this match.
Yeah, Eric Bischoff with a mustache.
Yeah, man.
Oh, here we go.
And he decides to take his anger out on a building first. Yeah, let's get hype before we start this shit.
He's moving fast for how big that costume is. Look at him go. Oh, he's shit.
Throwing them kicks straight in. Nice.
Yeah, this is far more athletic than some of the previous Kaiju Big Battle we've watched. Oh, he does a fucking cartwheel.
But he's caught him. Oh, right into a building, but he doesn't matter because he's got him back. No, he's reversed that too. What the
this
fuck?
This is actually really good compared to the shit we watched.
Oh, kicks out at two.
What's one of the buildings full of balloons? Is that what's going on here?
It looks like a wedding's up, and then they decided to do a match in the middle of it. Like,
what was that that just came flying in?
Someone's just chucked something in, a bin or something. I don't know.
I don't know if that's part of the kite. Oh shit!
Nice.
Did his head come off? His head came off. I think he just put it back on. Amazing, top-notch production levels.
Well, I was expecting something crazy when you said the title, but to be fair, this is turning out to be a pretty good match.
Holy fuck, shooting star. That wasn't a shooting star, I'm sorry. I'm smoking a lot today already.
Ref's like just tapped three, but he's like, he's didn't count it as a free count. He's like, 1, 2, paused for a minute, talked, and then did a three, so I guess that's another one.
Yeah, get the fuck up. Oh, shit. Early, buddy.
Oh, botched a little bit wrong there. Maybe because of his little cactus gloves, couldn't get the grip there.
Can you imagine trying to work wearing all that shit? Holy. Oh, he's got a big fucking steel beam.
He's the girder guy. Girder to the back.
I like how he really sold, like when he picked it up, you know, that it was heavy.
And this guy just gets back, like, you know, sits back up straight away, rolls him over with it, though. Go on.
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
It looked like that went right to the dick.
Yeah. Unavuzu is at a disadvantage here because he is a sea urchin, so, you know, it's not his home turf to be wrestling outside of
can
water.
Can he even breathe? Can he even breathe in there?
Well, you know, he's...
This should have been balanced out maybe in the fish tank match.
Yeah, next time maybe they'll wrestle underwater. Oh, shit. Hurricanrana.
But it looked a bit sexual at first, not going to lie.
I thought he was going for a sexual spot.
He's going for a Tom Mouthfuck finisher there.
Like, why is it necessary for the ref to wear a fake mustache? Oh, he's got a fucking... What is that?
I don't know, but he knows sold getting hit by it. That's all that mattered there. Kick to the building.
He's attacking with the thing.
Oh,
he's coming back. Oh, now you're fucked.
Oh. Did his head go into the steel post? Doesn't matter because it's covered in foam. His head, that is.
Yeah. Unabuzu on the attack here. Oh, what? What kind of camera angle is that?
I don't know. That looked weird. It come back to the same corner.
Did it skip ahead? It says full fight, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, this could be, like, more confusing to try to fucking figure out the name, right? I keep having to look There's... back and, like, which one is which? Ooh, choo, choo, fuck.
People are really into this match.
I think,
like, a bit too much sometimes, like if you look at that ball guy.
I think this is a damn good time. I'd rather go see this than some dudes trying to work an ancient style of pro wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Like, just poorly in a shitty ring. I'd rather watch dudes in costumes, man. Fuck it.
This is definitely the most athletic thing we've watched together. They're both climbing to the top of the cage. This is pretty fucking dangerous. I'm surprised he's got that balance.
Sunset flip
powerbomb. Nice. Fuck.
Damn, dude.
Ref waited for him to kick out there, but it wasn't that obvious. Like, he's going for the pin the second time. Baldy guy going back there.
I think this is a nice way around it, too. It makes it easier.
Help me come off again.
They don't even have ropes on the fucking thing.
No, that actually is in a cage, isn't it? Fair play. Yeah. Fruit guy. Oh, he's a cactus mixed with, like, a spiky mango and a dinosaur.
It's supposed to be a sea urchin. He does look very cacti in the head. Oh, the ref is down.
He just jumps to the top of the... Do they win by jumping out, or is it pinfall, or what?
You know, I don't know the rules of the danger cage.
Screen guy, don't give fuck, mate. Look at his balance. What the fuck? I'm more concerned about keeping his hat on.
Did he win?
I...
Ref, I'm looking to the ref for any kind of decision here.
Looks like the ref's asking him to get back in.
What the fuck?
He's like, come on, man. I get paid by the hour. Make this match last a bit longer. Come on.
Yeah. Unabusu's in the ring celebrating as if he's won.
Right, so he's jumping back in now, I guess, is he?
Okay, so escaping the cage is not part of it here. You're going to have to get a pin or submission. Oh, with the fucking hammer.
that looks actually better than the Bludgeon Brothers hammer, not gonna lie. It looks still as fake, but it looks better.
At least he uses it.
He did.
Something to be said for that. Where we go. Oh, stomps to the back. Stomps to the thorax, if you will.
Cacti man climbing the cage.
Oh, dude.
This guy.
We're going to get an off-the-top spot. Oh,
holy shit.
It's holding the ref down.
What?
Not going to moonsault. Holy fuck.
Oh, shit.
That is insane.
Ref is out. He has been flattened. He's not getting up from that for a good week.
I don't know how we're going to have a finish here. And also, wait, what?
Oh, he's... What the fuck?
Dude, swerve, bro.
Uh-huh. Just when I was saying this is like a really good match, something just as fucked up as what we have watched in the past happens.
They're still going.
Botched again. That must have been his fucking
head. I thought
they
turned on the ref or something at one point there. And they were like, oh, we're a team. Fuck, now he's a double cross again. Oh.
Attempted angle slam.
Come on, ref. Come on.
Ref hasn't lost his moustache, surprisingly. Gotta be real.
It seems like whenever you and I are on ringside with Jim, it's there's a lot of mustaches flying off.
Yeah, very Hitler-esque.
Yeah. Gadoff, ref, Hitler-ish.
Seductively crawling over.
Is that a woman? Well, I doubt they'd have a woman taking all these moves, but... You know,
I hope so, because I just said seductively. Yeah, let's say it's a woman. Yeah, the woman, ref. Yeah.
It looks like it. Will this be it?
He just did a flip over him, didn't touch him at all.
Two. Three. That is it.
Wow. So, that was like really good for 7 minutes and then turned goofy as fuck for the last three.
Yeah.
And he actually looks fucked off, that green guy. No celebration or nothing.
That's going to do it. That was fucking proper shit right there. This is not the end of the Danger Cage. Next time on Ringside with Jim, we will be coming from with more from the Danger Cage. So look forward to that shit. That's going to do it for this episode. Follow Burbs on Twitter at Burberry Beats with threes instead of E's. Check out the YouTube, music, all that shit.
Make sure you check Suplex City Limits, but without the S.
All right. And we'll be back next time for more Danger Cage action. See you then.